countrywide on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Caller Gas, celebrating 80 years, bringing energy to Ireland's homes and businesses.
Good Friday, 2019. Yesterday is going to be another one of those sad days that stays long in the memory because of the loss of a young life on the streets of the North. Good morning, Father Brian D'Arcy.
Good morning, Marty.
And thank you indeed for joining us. Father Brian, what was your reaction when you heard of the death of Lyra McKee?
Well, like everybody else, it was an extreme sadness. Strangely enough, I'd never met Lyra, but she had spoken to me on the phone about some things about 2-3 weeks ago. And you could, even on the phone, she was a vibrant, enthusiastic person. And all of the people that I work with, the journalists that I know up here, to a person long before this happened at all, they all realised that Lyra was a very special and different person. I think one of the great sadness and the whole thing is that Lyra would have been about 8 years of age when the Good Friday Agreement happened 21 years ago, and it's extraordinary and ironic that 21 years later in another Good Friday, somebody who was supposed to be able to enjoy the fruits of peace and the fruits of Good Friday and the fruits of prosperity and everything else, as she said herself, the promise was there but it was never realised. And I think that is the difficulty. We were in the road to good things. We were in a better place, and I've lived through it all here during the years, we were in a better place, but I'm afraid this awful word Brexit has had an awful effect on all of us, and I feared all the time and have been saying this for a long time, if the threat of borders will give some people the enthusiasm to go back on the streets again. Now they shouldn't, and it's not right, and they have no right to do it, but they don't. People who go back in the streets in this fashion don't even think about things like that. It's just their excuse to do it. And it's, you know, when somebody and there's random firing on a street, somebody is bound to be killed. And very, very sadly, there was a person killed. And very sadly, again, it was Lyra, somebody who's had quite recently said, you know, that all Christians should be the kind of people. It's easy enough for to love those who are in church with you and who believe the same things as you do. He said, but you know, but a real Christian ought to love those who differ from them and be able to forgive them too. And I think that's a lovely memory for anybody to have of Lyra.
Nice words indeed. Yesterday, Father Brian, obviously was Good Friday, and it was a day for attending church. What would you say the mood was amongst the people attending your church in Crossgar, County Down?
Well, we had a service, 3 services yesterday, and the local people all had, you can read people's faces, you know, that they're coming in. Now, Good Friday has a certain solemnity about it anyway, but as soon as I mentioned something in the sermon at the beginning about Lyra, you could see that people were very relieved that it was mentioned, and they're stuck for words. They were very much stuck for words. See, Good Friday has a special thing in the North. Some people tried to call it the Belfast Agreement. I have no problem with that. But, you know, most people called it the Good Friday Agreement because it was the end of death, as it were, and it was the doorway to resurrection. And I think that's a reasonable image to have of things. Everybody's fearing that this could return again because, you know, often Pope Paul once said a lovely thing. He said, you know, peace is more than the absence of war. And I think that's very important. You know, sometimes we think that the absence of war is itself peace. No, the absence of war is the scaffolding through which peace can be built. But if you take away the scaffolding and war comes back, then the peace falls with it. And I think we all of us are afraid of that in the North because of the events that are happening here. And you know, the uncertainty surrounding Brexit. There's economic uncertainty. There's all sorts of uncertainty. But nobody who ever remembers what it was like to live here in the difficult times wants that to come back again. And one of the difficulties is that there are a certain number of young people around now who don't remember what it was like and don't understand what could come back, and that's a big danger.
Well, I know you reasonably well through other
of
avenues like
do.
Sport,
yeah.
The two of us, but yeah. I would say you're a hopeful, a positive person, and you've described Holy Saturday as a day, which is today, when Christians are asked, do you believe in hope? Do you believe in new life? As a man of faith, what can you say to people about hope around this time?
Well, you can never lose hope. I've lived through the Enniskillen bombings, I've lived through the Omagh bombings, and I've helped in both of those cases. And, you know, it seemed to be the day, and on those both occasions, the day that hope died. But hope never dies. And somebody, and there is always a spark or a light where people can get up from it. And I think even the way that there was a rally in Derry City yesterday evening, with all the politicians there, with all the churches there, with all the people there, and that unity is the spark of hope. There's a decency in people, there's an understanding in people, and that's where the hope comes from. My hope has always been in the goodness of people, and it still is.
But I know you mentioned Brexit already, but have you found your sense of hope to be diminishing during the last 3 years with the whole Brexit debate?
Well, two things together, Marty, and this is an extremely good question. Two things coming together, not just the Brexit, but also the way Stormont has collapsed. And I think that's even more important than Brexit is, actually. If you haven't... I was so delighted to see all the politicians on the platform in Derry last night, and I would say to them today, you know, if you could be in Derry last night, could you not be in Stormont next week? And I think there's the answer to it. If we to learn from the mistakes and not to get stuck in a rut of bigotry, we have got to move forward, and we move forward through structures. And I see ex-President Bill Clinton tweeting this morning, and he has a fantastic tweet, and is well worth looking at. And he says, you know, the Good Friday Agreement was built on hope, on cooperation and all things, and we should never lose that. You know, it's a delicate plant, you must tend it. And this is a wake-up call for us, and something good to come out of a terrible tragedy.
Do you think then, Father Brian, that what this terrible tragedy and the loss of life and we all losing Lyra McKee, is it a turning point? And if indeed, my second part of that would, if you were always a man that was never afraid to speak truth to power, yeah. So what would you say to leaders on both sides of the island today?
Well, you know, it's what I've been saying behind the scenes for the last couple of months, working extremely hard on this and difficult situations. I would say, you know, we have got to talk and we have got to listen, and you know, hope is built because we understand each other. Communities are built because we can respect difference. But that can only be done by leaders doing the same thing and respecting different positions. And then we say, well, okay, what divides us? A lot less than what unites us. And when you're on the ground every day and you see that everywhere around the place, I would say there's infinitely more unites us than ever divides us, and is as nothing, as it were, when you compare what unites us. And when people get together in a situation for the good of the country, it's amazing how that can be an incredible spark for it, you know. And for somebody like Lyra McKee, who was 21 years with the Good Friday Agreement, and she grew up in a Belfast. For her, the difficulty was not the violence, but actually growing up gay in a Belfast community, as she wrote about so eloquently and marvellously on many occasions, and spoke about too. And I think that, you know, that the violence wasn't the issue, but you know, maybe it is. Maybe the disrespect for difference is a kind of violence too, and that's what we have to understand and work at and overcome. And it is only overcome by listening, talking. Being willing to change one's minds. You see, before we can change our actions, we have to change our minds. And before we change our minds, we have to change our hearts. And that's really the message of Easter. And that's really what the political leaders and church leaders ought to be doing at the present time.
And Father Brian, I know you were ordained 50 years ago. You've seen a lot of changes. And indeed, obviously, today's Easter Saturday. The church has changed. It's not as busy as it was when you were ordained initially.
No. I was actually thinking that yesterday, Marty. They were saying that I was, as you know, I'd be around the band scene for a bit all my life, and still was. And I was looking at the number of dances that were on last night on Good Friday night. And I remember very clearly in my earlier days in Dublin, and it doesn't seem that long ago now, and as you know, it wasn't either, and around dance halls. And, you know, I remember a man on one occasion running a ball. Christy Gunn was his name. He ran Tuesday nights in the television club, and he was forced by the television club to run a dance on the Tuesday of Holy Week, and he thought this was such a terrible thing that he gave the money to me to give to charity. He wouldn't take money that was earned during Holy Week. And now the thing, amazing, that's only a short time ago, and now it has changed. There was never a dance on a Good Friday night. I mean, it was looked upon as the one sacred night that there was never a dance, and things are just going on now. That's the world we live in. So we have. I'm not complaining about it. I'm just saying things have changed. You asked me a question. Things have changed. So how do we make the best of that? There are still good people, and we still have to get the message of the cross and the resurrection of the cross in those situations.
Well, I think you have. And Father Brian D'Arcy, congratulations on 50 years of priest and your words, indeed, kind words this morning. And I know I'd love to talk to you about Fermanagh football, but I'll meet you for the Ulster Championship during the summer. So thank you for joining us, Father Brian.
Thanks very much indeed, Marty. Thank you.
God bless. Thank you. God bless.